The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نية المؤمن خير من عمله. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let us try to make some beautiful intention before we start to listen whatever we are going to deliver today. And allow me again to start with a crucial point of sending salawat and durood by mentioning one virtue of durood and salawat or taslim. In the book called Faizani Sunnah, which was written by Abu Bilal, Amir Da'awati Islam, he quoted a hadith wherein the hadith is found in the book of Sahih al-Muslim about the one who sent a durood, that is the summary, the khulasa, the summary of the hadith. So the one who sent one durood unto the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal will shower him with 10 such a special mercy. Sallu ala al-habibi sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, my respected viewers, it is almost again the time wherein we say that marhaba, welcome to this Sunnah inspiring episode, to this motivational, educational, tutorial episode wherein we explain the reality, the haqa'iq, the reality of knowledge, the benevolence of knowledge, the importance of knowledge, the magnificence of knowledge, the magnitude of knowledge, the depth of the ocean called knowledge. It's none other than this episode under this vast name, Path of Knowledge, wherein we want to train the path of knowledge. We want to go step by step, trying to, so that we reach whatever goal we are aiming to reach, and we have got all what it takes that we reach. You know, in Arabic, they've got a proverb. What a proverb. It's a very, very good. One thing I like of Arabic language is that normally the proverbs, they are bathed with an event, a story. They used to happen an event. Well, the event is such that people can deduce and demarcate some lines and draw some lines and, you know, try to take some lessons. They were not hesitant enough to put it in black and white. So the Arabs, they used to put those some short phrase to learn from the lessons which they get through their experience. So by them collecting this al-amthal, the proverbs, we learn many things. You know, we learn wisdom, as it is said that wisdom is the right of a believer. Wherein you get it, you've got a right to take it. It's your right, it's yours, you must take it. Wisdom, wherever it is found. Maybe it's the proverb. That's why you find that a shi'r, poetical rhymings or a poetical stanza, that is the poems, which does not contradict the teachings of Islam, which have got wisdom, babun nasa'ih, wal wasaya, this advice which the Arabs, they used to give to their children. You find that it is recommended. Inna min ash-shi'r la hikmah. From among some poems, there is logic, there is wisdom. So there is a proverb in Arabic language which goes like, kabla rima'i yukmalul kana'ini, qabla rima'i yukmalul kana'ini. Before one goes to hunt, if one is a clever person, he will make sure that he will prepare before going to hunt. Let me try to be literal, to be literal word to word of Arabic. So try to put it in Arabic, then I'll further explain it a little bit before we start in English. It says that قبل الرمائي, and الرما, it means that act of taking an arrow, putting it in a spear, then you let it loose. That is الرما, and to aim, to let loose the spear from the ball, to aim, to shoot. That is الرما. الرما, it is to shoot. قبل الرمائي, before you go to shoot. Yani to shoot what before you go to hunt. Yukmalul kana'ini, you must load your quiver. Your quiver is a bag which they use, you know, in those days going to hunt. So bows and arrow, you carry your bow at the shoulder, then at the shoulder you have got a quiver. A quiver is a bag which you have got to make sure that you put some arrows. So what they say that kabla rima'i, before you go to shoot, yukmalul kana'ini, make sure that your quiver is loaded with some arrows. Note that when you meet now, you see that the lion is coming, you start to look in your quiver and there's no arrow, definitely the lion is going to eat you. So it means that load your gun before you hunt, if you want to put it in today's day, yani modern day's terminology. But nevertheless, in English there's also an equivalent proverb which I like most. It goes like, not to prepare is in itself preparation of failure. Not to prepare is in itself preparation of failure. So it means that whatever we do in life, we must prepare. If you don't prepare, now let me tell you one thing. If you don't prepare, you are preparing, but you are preparing to fail. Not to prepare itself is in itself preparation of failure. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among us the people who prepare for success, not to prepare for failure by them failing to prepare. So this is what it meant by قَبُلَ الرِّمَاءِ يُكْمَلُ الْكَنَائِنِ, before you go in the hunt, make sure that you load your quiver is loaded. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal bless one and all. Viewers of Madani Channel, I once again welcome you to this episode whereby we talk about the virtues of knowledge coming from the Holy Quran. You see now, as for those people who are following the episode, that how many times or how many episodes now so far we covered, but we are only quoting some verses of the Quran. Just see how knowledge is important in the Holy Quran. We are not yet started with the ahadith. If you go now to the ahadith, it's another story. It's another mountain to climb. It's another sea to dive and to swim on. Now we go again to the sayings of the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, again, it's another sea to dive. We won't finish. This episode, this silsila, it is not that we are going to finish all, but it is to select nubda, to minha, to select yani some selection here and there, so as to cultivate you, so as to motivate you, that go there out and start to learn. Try to trend the path of knowledge. It is not too late. You know, the time is still, as long as ma'ada ma'ruhu ma'al jasad, the soul is still intact with the body, you will still have good time. The time will not be on your side when the time yughargir, when a human being, the throat is about to come out now, it is time for ghargir, then we say that there is no time. But whether you are old, you are young, knowledge does not have age. Today, the virtue which I'm going to mention is not only on a verse. Let me bring into attention that we are now about to terminate this virtues coming from the Quran. Not that we are done, but due to time, we'll just have got now to also switch on to the hadith, bearing in mind the hadith of Abu Dawood, whereby it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, Allah, that behold, utitul Quran, I was given the Quran, wa mithlahu ma'ahu, and together with something similar to it, together. I was given the Quran together with something similar to it. Meaning to that ahadith is very, very important in the life of we Ahla Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahadith is the secondary source of Islam, min masadir sharia, from the among the sources of the sharia. We revere to ahadith. Sometimes the explanation of the Quran is explained now clearly and better in ahadith for us to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes he give in brief, then what the ahadith will do will come and give the flesh. We can say that the Quran is like a skeleton, and the flesh will come now from the ahadith now to give more light and to shed more light where it is needed necessarily. For example, you find in the Quran Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal saying, perform and establish salah. But how to establish salah? You did not mention about how to go to tashahud, how to turn in salah. What is the key? Yani miftahu takbir, that the key to salah is takbir. This thing now is a hadith coming, giving us all this flesh and how to do and to run our day-to-day mundane matters. So we shall go to the hadith very, very soon. Let us try to see some this virtue of knowledge. Awwal, that it is a virtue of knowledge that the first thing, suwar, awwalu suwar, the first surah from the suwar, from the surahs of the Quran, nuzulan, to be reviewed. Tadullu, what was the subject matter of that surah? Tadullu, it was leading, it was pointing, ala al-ilm, on knowledge, just imagine. The first surah, the first verses of the Quran to be reviewed, they were directing straight to knowledge, starting straight to knowledge. It was not salah, straight to the knowledge. How important knowledge is. You won't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't have knowledge. The first verse of the Quran going straight to the point, that is the only religion here in this dunya. Inna deena inda Allah ila Islam. The religion with Allah is Islam. You find many adyan, all these mushrooming religions of nowadays, you find that approach of knowledge, they have set aside to it. That's why you find that in the Surah Fatiha, people were put into three categories. There is those people who worship Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal without knowledge. These are of the Dwalin, those who are lost. The Qawm, Ya'buduna Allah biduni al-ilm, those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge, they are Dwalin, they are lost. You find in many tafasir that the Dwalin, they are the Christian, the Nasara. Why? Because the Nasara, they started to want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Then they are Dwalin, they are lost. Then there's Al-Maghdub alayhim. Who are Al-Maghdub alayhim? Al-Ladina indahum al-ilm. Those are people who have got knowledge, but they don't want to act upon that knowledge. Some from among them, they know the truthfulness of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they, due to mischief, they don't want to follow. They don't want to submit. They don't want to come into Islam. So that type of knowledge, it end up making them to end ghadab, the anger of Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Then there are those people who are favored in that surah, which we normally say that we want to be from among them, those people who gather two things together, knowledge and action and practicality. But this is not the point which we want to shed right now. It is to say that ilm was the first thing to be pointed out by the first verses of the Holy Quran. This enough is a proof to show the importance of knowledge. There is the surah which I want to conclude. The whole surah again. This time it is called Suratul Asr. Asr, some they say time, because there's some variation of defining what is Al Asr. Some they say Suratul Asr, which Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is referring to. Many ikhtalaf al ulama, the ulama they differ to define what is al-asr. You find for example Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you've got his definition of what is al-asr. But all this, if we put them together, we find that all of them, some of them, it's a part which is pointing it to a part, but we bring this part together, we've got a broad picture. So al-asr, it is time. Some they say that ad-dahr. Some they say that al-waqt, time whereby a human being spend in this dunya, the whole life of this of a human being, min al-wilada, from when he was given birth to from his mother until he die, all this is part of al-asr, the lifespan of a human being. Nevertheless, this is not what we want to point, but that surah, it is very, very, very important. Qala al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Shafi'i, one of the celebrated four scholars, Imam Shafi'i. His name is Muhammad ibn Idris, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, لَوْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ حُجَّةً عَلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ, if that it was not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed nothing to his servant, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not revealing nothing in the Holy Quran, عَلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ, upon his creation, إِلَّا هَذِهِ surah, except this suratul asal, لَكَفَتْهُمْ, it was going to be sufficient. Imam Shafi'i said that the message which Surah Al-Asr is containing, if it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not revealed anything in the Quran except that Surah Al-Asr alone, with the message which the Surah Al-Asr is containing, then Surah Al-Asr was enough to warn humanity with all what it contains. So today, I'm going to conclude the episode on the virtues of knowledge coming from the Quran with now this entire chapter by the name Surah Al-Asr. So the Surah Al-Asr, it is the important surah. Why? Because in this surah, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, he pointed to us Silah Quwwataini. Now the power of two things together. The power of two things together. It's like a bird. A bird will fly if it could go two feathers. If it could do one feather, if it could do one wing, it won't fly. It must have got two wings. A bird with one wing, it won't fly. It needs two wings to fly. So there are two things which we need in life in order for our knowledge to be beneficial. But those two things, it's a matter in as far as our knowledge is concerned. In this surah, there are four things which if we follow on it, then we know that we have completed the path of knowledge. Those are the four outstanding characteristics which normally are praiseworthy. But before I talk about that, those four, I say that the power of knowledge is in two things. Then we are going to listen from them. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the two things, al-ilmiyya wal-amaliyya, knowledge and action together. Because knowledge without action is useless. Matalul ilm, now listen to this one. Matalul ilm, the example of knowledge, bila amalin, without you practicing knowledge, kashajaratin, is like a tree, bila samaratin, without fruit. That tree won't benefit anybody. So let us try to gather knowledge and at the same time practice that knowledge. We are going to learn this in Surah Al-Asr. Now, before we start to give this madani pull, allow me to recite Surah Al-Asr from the Holy Quran. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. I encourage all the brothers, all the students, viewers of Madani Channel, that go and try to read Surah Al-Asr today. In my whole of Dawat Islam, normally after every Fajr Salah, it is in our Madani Camp. When we talk about our Madani Camp, we are talking about our Madani activities, that we recite the tafsir of at least three verses. The three verses, you know, if we follow up three verses, we have got to try to cover at least the Quran whilst we are alive. Let us now see what Imam Shafi'i said to us about this outstanding characteristic. Let us go. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal take a qasam with Allah Asr. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take a qasam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take a qasam to show, number one, the importance of a thing which he take the qasam with, that we must learn for that thing. When we take a qasam with Allah's name. But Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, when he take a qasam, he does so with anyone of his creation, that the creation, the creatures must take a lesson from it. It is something important. So then Rabbul Izzat say that innal insana, inna is harfun mushabbahun bil fa'il, harfun tawkid, actually. It's a harfun tawkid. It's inna wa akhawatuha. Some of the inna and its magic work on how it does. What is its work? It brings the affirmation, the confirmation, the credibility, like, you know, to make an emphatic on the sentence or on an object or a subject which it's being introduced on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna, verily, surely, al-insana, then you have got alif wa lam lita'arifa, to say that umum, generally, every human being was included. We understand this because of alif wa lam lita'arif. Lita'arif, for specific. Lafi khusrin, every humanity is in loss. Khus, it is the same word which you use in business, whereby we say loss. What is loss? Loss is that when you put your capital, then the selling price is lesser than the buying price. You bought something, then you are selling it less than the price which you bought it. Then it's a loss. You've incurred a loss. So human being, when time is moving, they're in loss. Why? Because time is the chief capital which we invest in this dunya. So if we don't use it in good, we are losing. Human beings, they are in loss. They are not utilizing their time properly. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ. Now, al-istithna. Now, we said human beings, they are lost, all humanity. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is excluding a group which is not in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ. إِلَّا لِلْإِسْتِثْنَا. Except those. الَّذِينَ. Those. What they do? Amanu, they believe. Ahlul Iman, the people of Iman. Now I put it as a virtue of knowledge. Why? Because you cannot have Iman if you don't have knowledge. First, you must have got Iman, then you'll have got knowledge. Wa amilu salihat, then the second right of knowledge, which I said that there are four right of knowledge. Number one, have knowledge. Then number two, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they practice that knowledge. To have knowledge and you don't practice that knowledge, it won't benefit you. So now you have got to practice that knowledge. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, then they encourage one another in truthfulness, meaning to say they teach that knowledge which they have. They do نَكِكِ da'awat. They move in madani qafila. They invite towards good. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, yani you to advise one another. Then وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْر, lastly, they exercise patience. These are the four requirements of knowledge. Due to time, we are going to stop there. And I want to summarize it in one recipe, which the founder of Da'awat Islam, Abu Bilal, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Dammat Barakatumul Aliyah, he said, I must try to rectify myself. That is point number one we said. That you must face with yourself. By what? You just have to have ilm, knowledge, then you need to rectify yourself. Then we said that the second thing, to practice it yourself, it is now part of rectifying yourself. Then the third thing, we said that to go and watawasa bilhaq. Then the second part of the maqsad goes, and the people of the whole world, insha'Allah azza wa jal, amin bi jahin nabil amin, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidana wa maulana muhammadi wa barik wa sallim, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way.